court ruling has thrown a new wrench into the debate over paying college athletes. Now, according to the ruling body, the NCAA, athletes, especially football and basketball players, are technically amateurs who can't be paid aside from scholarships. Now, a district court had ruled that they could be paid, that schools could pay athletes as much as $5,000 a year for the use of their names and likenesses. But yesterday, a federal appeals court rejected that lower court ruling. But the appeals court ruling was mixed. The court also agreed that the NCAA had violated antitrust rules by restricting players' ability to trade on their images and likenesses. What? Mike Pesca is here now as a sports analyst. He hosts the podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. Mike, square this for us. The court says you can't pay them $5,000, but the NCAA is violating antitrust laws by not paying them.
Right. I'll take you through it. So last year, last August, the players got a really big win, maybe even bigger than they thought. They won the initial suit and they were, as you said, allowed to be paid $5,000. But this new court said didn't overturn the suit. The suit is still won. But they questioned, you know, where'd that first judge get the $5,000 figure? They said they can be paid up to compensated for the cost of attending college. By the way, we all think, oh, yeah, athletes get a full scholarship. They're compensated for the cost of attending. They're not compensated for the cost of attending. There's usually a gap between what they get paid and the actual cost of attending. So things like, you know, your travel to and from home, things like that, weren't paid. So even this ruling, even though it's been overturned, athletes are getting a little more in their pocket. It's that extra $5,000 that this court says, yeah, that's not really, that's not appropriate.
Well, so what do you think happens if they're just questioning where'd you get that amount? Are they saying, I mean, again, to be clear for those of us on the fringe of this, are they saying athletes can be paid? Or it sounds like you're saying only the cost of going to school.
Right now, that's true. There are a lot of other courts wending their way through the courts. Sorry, a lot of other cases.
Right.
And it seems to me that the idea of amateurism as a justification for not paying or for paying less than they need to or for offering no compensation for name, image, and likeness, that idea, that amateurism excuse has been thrown out the window. The court, I think, is just saying, come up with a justification for how much you should be paid. But so what the court has essentially said is the NCAA argues that the value is zero. The court says it's not zero. There's definitely a worth to the fact that you're making billions of dollars by putting on television the NCAA basketball tournament and college bowl games. So it's worth something, but you got to come up with a better number. Why? It all came from a famous player, the best player in the 1995 tournament, Ed O'Bannon. He was watching a video game, and it was clearly him. They didn't use the name O'Bannon, but it was his number, and the guy in the video game acted like him, and that's why he started the lawsuit. So this is, in general, the trends are good for the athletes, even though this $5,000, by the way, which hasn't been instituted, it wasn't going to be instituted until 2016, so not one extra dollar has been taken out of an athlete's pocket. So it would seem like they need to do a little more research on how to compensate the players, but the players maybe will be compensated.
Well, and put the money in the athlete's pocket. Mike Pesca here, now sports analyst. He hosts the daily podcast, The Gist, at Slate.com. We will continue to follow this. Mike, thank you.
You're welcome.